put in my mind to it. Can you blame me? No, you can't. Climbing in just to see it again. In my vision, I can't really recant it because you can. If I spilled it, then it would not make sense. So let me spill it. Let me be hesitant. Let me go back. Let me backtrack a little. Because my little past is not... Ah, nah, I'm messing up. You want to comment on this beat?
Sure, I guess. What's my words?
Your words?
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Round Top Productions in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Monday, June 20th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM. At 10 a.m., hop on the Afrosonic Taxi, this week with tracks from Imaran, Haruna Samaki, and Itran De Lear. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favors with the Staple Singers live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. Then at noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three Show with songs this week from David S. Ware, Yalin Chen, Kirsten Johnson, and others. There's brand new music from David Grubbs, Joyful Talk, Clara Engel, and others on the Vital Weekly Show.
I remember when sin was sin. And I remember when wrong was wrong. And I remember when we all fell short and got back up much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open our eyes. Praying that you open our eyes. Father, please open our eyes. Ooh, yeah. Father, please open our eyes again. Exactly what she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm praying that you open our eyes again.
Oh Father.
Father, please open our eyes.
A little love and correction. You can take these burdens and give us one last life. So here I am, Jesus. You can make it.
Yes, beloved. We have Jubilee. Today is Happy Father's Day. Yes, is that too? Happy Father's Day to all of you. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist on this beautiful Sunday, Father's Day and Juneteenth. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later on. Yes, we are. But I want to just say hi to everybody and hope that everything is well with you and yours, and that God is just shining in your heart this morning, that you're waking up in reasonable health and strength, and you got your sound mind, you looked in the mirror, you knew who was looking back at you, and if you're taking care of somebody who needs that kind of care, that you have the strength from the Lord above to do what you got to do. That's what I pray for you. My friend, our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin, the Martin AV Services. Hallelujah. He is on the line this morning, as always. And just wanted to say happy Father's Day to you, Mr. Randall. How you doing?
Thank you. And happy Father's Day out there to all my fellow brothers, fathers, and to-be fathers and families.
Absolutely. And like Randall and I, our fathers have gone from this life to the eternal life. And but if you're in that number too, I hope that you can hold on to some loving memories and that you can celebrate Father too. But you know what? We have a heavenly Father. If you don't have your Father, you never knew your Father. Your Father wasn't there. Your Father didn't care. Or maybe you had a Father who was extraordinary. We want you to know that you have a heavenly Father that is, as the young folks used to say, all that and a bag of chips. And so we thank God for our Abba, which art in heaven. Hallowed be his name, God. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth and in these earthen vessels as it is in heaven. Lord, we ask you to give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen. We open up today, Lord, with the song Jubilee, Juneteenth. There was a little excerpt in the beginning, just laying out a little facts about Juneteenth. And the song was Make It Right. God Can Make It Right. And that was by Maverick City. We're going to hear a little bit more from them a little later on. But we do have, you know, we do what we do. And we have music for you. We have music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And today my theme is hope. Hope, hope, hope. We're going to hear hope all day long on this show today. Because you know what? We have hope in Jesus Christ. Don't give up. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. Hold on to the hope. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more, but we got some friends to help us out in song. In Christ alone, my hope is found. Miss Adrienne Lesching, you keep hope alive. Church of the City featuring John Riddick. My hope, Mr. Jonathan Nelson. We have hope. Featuring Joe Barnes, Jonathan Taylor, and Lizzie Morgan. All My Hope. With Crowder featuring Torrin Wells. And then Bless Me, Lord. Hallelujah. By Maverick City featuring Kirk Franklin. And that selection, that project was done at a prison. 13,000 inmates. Come on here, somebody. And you'll hear inmates singing in the song to Bless Me. Oh, my God, it's about blessing. We left off last Sunday with a song, Bless Me and I'll Bless Somebody Else. We're here today, and we're going to go into our spiritual social commentary, asking God to bless me. If you're there today, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Say, Lord, bless me. Bless me. Bless me so I can bless somebody else. We want to be a blessing to you. So here goes the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. With you in mind, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and coming here in Christ alone, Miss Adrienne Lesching.
Mm-hmm. Christ alone, who Days may be darkest, but your light is greater. You light our way, God, you light our way. When evil is rising, you're rising higher with power to save, with power to save. You keep hope alive. You keep hope alive from the beginning to end. Your word never fails. You keep hope alive because you are alive. Jesus, you are alive. Death had a stronghold, but your life was stronger. Rose from the grave, rose up from the grave. Yeah, yeah. When evil is rising, you're rising higher with power to save, with power to save. Oh, oh, oh. You keep hope alive. You keep hope alive from the beginning to end. Your word never fails. You keep hope alive because you are alive. Hey, Jesus, you are alive. Let's say there's hope. There's hope in the morning, hope in the evening, hope because you're living, and hope because you're breathing.
for you are with me.
For you are with me.
I'm not afraid,
Lord. I'm not afraid.
For you are with me.
For you are with me.
Let's seal it one more time, everybody say.
Present hope, oh Lord. You are our present hope. As I walk through the valleys of darkness and shadow, even in death, I will not fear, because there's more that follows. You will follow, 'cause we have hope in Jesus. He's a present help and redeemer. As long as I am still breathing, there is hope.
And you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, where there is a bright side, right here with me on WGXC. And we are listener-supported radio for open ears. This is The Bright Side. We are listening to All My Hope. We Have Hope, All My Hope, and Bless Me. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Here we go. More music for the heart, the mind.
He has never failed.
I'll trust in Jesus. Oh, I'll trust in Jesus. I'll trust in Jesus. I'll trust in Jesus. I'll trust in Jesus. Surrounded on every side, I'll trust in Jesus. Oh, no, no. I'll trust in Jesus. Come on, say. By the blood. Oh,
Jesus.
God indeed. So all the souls around me have everything they need. Well, beloved, that was sung at a prison. I think it was in San Francisco. I was trying to find it. With 13,000 inmates. And the gospel went into the prison. Come on here, somebody. How many people can testify to that power of the gospel? Change lives, change minds, change hearts, change things. Ooh, so excited about it. And listen, we're going to be bringing the gospel to the Columbia County Fairgrounds on July 9th. So put that on your calendar. Hope that you'll join us out there. We have some amazing gospel artists. Later on in the year, the Sweet Life Project will be with us at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in the Greenport Town Park. But this in July 9th, since Randall will be doing our audio engineering, we have the Heavenly Echoes coming and Harmony, Stars of Harmony coming, and we have Sister Sharon Fullard coming, and we have a youth showcase with some of our local area youth who's going to be sharing, and even from outside the area. And oh my goodness, the testimonies and the prayers and the music. Ooh, I'm so excited. July 9th, starting at 5 o'clock at the Columbia County Fairground. Our theme is Hope Happens Here. It is the National Back to Church Sunday theme for 2022. And we have adopted it here too. Hope Happens Here. That's what we're talking about today. The brothers in the prison are singing, bless me, that everybody around me can have what they need. That's hope in that song, beloved. Today is Juneteenth, and the message of Juneteenth is hope. I have hope for this nation. God bless President Biden. I think I may have misspoke last week. I thought it was, well, I don't even remember what I said about it last week. I got to listen to the tape before I go apologizing. But thank God for President Biden, who signed the legislation into law in 2021. So that is a federal holiday. And it's just amazing how God will do things so that our African American and Native American and European American history is coming into light. Thank God for the people who were not from Africa or African descendant, who worked and fought and died and sacrificed for this Juneteenth day. Those who harbored and helped slaves, enslaved people to get to freedom until emancipation had come. Just so much to be grateful for. And that history and that knowledge is coming to the forefront in our country. I think it's important for the healing of the soul of our nation, beloved. So many people are saying, well, what is Juneteenth? My neighbor asked me the other day, she said, can you come here for a minute? Can you tell me what Juneteenth is about? And beloved, told her I'll be right back because I had ordered some booklets to give out to our members and our families. And I really wanted to give some out yesterday to our Juneteenth celebration in Chatham. God Belong to Our County had a Juneteenth celebration in Chatham at the gazebo. It was just wonderful. It was just blessed. Thank God for Pastor Iris Waddell, who was, she retired, but she's not really in retirement. So she's working just as hard to share the good news of gospel of Jesus Christ. Today she's preaching at the Reformed Church, and just a wonderful opportunity to share the love of God and the good news of his word with our community. She and all the team that work together from near and from far. That's what God Belong in Our County does. We bring people together to celebrate the goodness of God and the love of God manifested in his son, Christ Jesus. So we praise God for that celebration. One of these booklets available to, hand out to the people who attended. By the time Juneteenth got here, there were so many people who didn't know what Juneteenth was. I was all out of books. And in case you don't know what Juneteenth is, I want to talk about it and share something out of the booklet, the devotional by our Daily Bread Ministries, that talks about our story of freedom. Before I do that, though, I want to acknowledge, I think it's Black Hudson. I'm not really sure. I know Sister Tanya Jackson is the coordinator of the Juneteenth celebrations that have been going on around Hudson all month long. And the effort that they had yesterday at the waterfront, I think it got a little cold and they had the Nix the Night program. But I'm just grateful to God for what was able to happen there. Also, Operation Unite and the Kinderhook Library, they teamed up to do something for Juneteenth at the Colored People's Cemetery in Kinderhook. There were people who I was telling them, you know, I wouldn't be at the waterfront because I was going to be in Chatham and I was going to be in Kinderhook and I was going to this Colored People's Cemetery, and they didn't even know it was here, and they were born and raised here. I mean, these were older people too, born and raised here. So Juneteenth is bringing a lot of history out, and the story of our nation, our community, our county. It's just a wonderful time. And that the slaves and formerly enslaved people, I want to correct that language, formerly enslaved people of African descent are being, their stories are being told, their sacrifice, their struggles, their toils are being remembered and honored. And there is a whole movement to uncover these cemeteries, to restore them to places of dignity and honor around our nation. We also know that there are places where people are laid, are buried, that we don't know about, hidden, secret, undiscovered. But in the ones that we do get to see and get to go and honor, we know that they are representative of so many millions more. So really grateful to the Kinderhook Library and Operation Unite for introducing us. There was a group of maybe 20 or so kids and then some adults, trustees from the library. I asked the kids how many knew about that cemetery, and not one had known, okay? So we are introducing our kids to their history right here, right now. Just a beautiful thing. So Juneteenth, let me talk about that for a minute. All right, Juneteenth. I'm going to read from our Story of Freedom, our Daily Bread Voices devotional. Despite the January 1863 Emancipation Proclamation to end slavery in the United States, hundreds of thousands of quote unquote Negroes remained in bondage as Civil War skirmishes continued to rage. Many slaveholders, unwilling to free Black people, stole away to Texas Territory where they hid their slaves. Their plan worked for 2.5 more years until the Union Army, including Black and white soldiers, rode into Galveston and proclaimed the slaves' emancipation. On June 19, 1865, the pronouncement of the legal end to hundreds of years and generations of cruel bondage spread, and the freedom celebrations flowed among the formerly enslaved with prayers, shouts, and singing God's praise. Those finally free celebrated hope for a new day and a new way of living. Beyond emancipation, the proclamation as written uplifted Black people's dignity and equality as human beings. It was called Jubilation Day, and it was hearkening to God's commands in Leviticus chapter 25. Now, beloved, when we read in Leviticus chapter 25, it talks about the year of Jubilee that was supposed to happen every 49 years. People who had been captured into slavery through wars and skirmishes, or people who have been sold into slavery by their captors, after 49 years, they were supposed to be set free for a year of Jubilee. The great, forefounding fathers and mothers of this nation, they found it possible to just ignore these words of God. And we see there's a tendency sometimes today to ignore the word of God to suit what we want to do. But the word of God is alive and it will fulfill itself. And so based on an understanding of Leviticus chapter 25, liberty was proclaimed, and it was proclaimed as the year of Jubilee. It shall be a Jubilee for you, the Bible says. Each of you is to return to your family property and to your own clan, and that year shall be a Jubilee for you. The writer in the devotional says, even though it would take the 13th Amendment to formally end slavery, Juneteenth celebrations, sometimes called Emancipation Day, Freedom Day, and Liberation Day, flowed from Texas, spread across the nation, and continue to the present. This federal holiday marks afresh the cause for rejoicing over recounting and reaffirming equality and blessings of freedom for all. I say snaps and claps. Pardon me. God commanded and promised a freedom to the Jewish people that were held captive in Babylon. And God promised and commanded and delivered freedom to Black African Americans, African descended enslaved people who built this nation for hundreds of years. Roads, buildings, institutions, economy, farm, agriculture, not a part of the American structure was untouched by the hands of Africans. We celebrate emancipation and freedom. You know what, beloved? You can still be in bondage in your mind to stinking thinking. You can still be in bondage to your mind of the pains of the past. But there's a scripture that says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Beloved, let us get set free in our minds. Oh, my God. And that'll free us up in our heart and in our spirit to live the life God would have us to live. Freedom, liberty, justice for all, the pursuit of life and liberty and happiness. Oh, my God. Inalienable rights from our Father in heaven. That's my spiritual social commentary for today on this Juneteenth as we celebrate the remembering, finally, that all men are created in the image and likeness of God, all humanity, and hallelujah, honoring that image in us as image bearers. God bless you. We got another song for you. I think I'm almost up out of time, but we do have at least one more song, praise the Lord. I'm going to say right now, I'm going to say my farewell so that I won't have to come back and you can hear this song. I want to wish everybody out there, as I said at the top of the line, a happy Father's Day. And also for all you June birthdays, a happy birthday and a happy birthday month to you. I want to say to all of you who are laboring to celebrate Juneteenth, to bring celebrations and education, information to the community, God bless you. And everybody that can get out and participate, there are going to be celebrations today at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Water Park. Remember, July 9th, 5 o'clock p.m. at the Columbia County Fairground to reserve your seat, just to make sure that you got a seat. We ask you to go to GBIOCNTY. God belongs in our county, GBIOCNTY at Gmail. And make your request known, and we will be in touch with you to assure you that you have a seat in the stands at the main stage at the Columbia County Fairground where hope happens, because hope is happening here, beloved. The hope of our Lord Jesus Christ is that we would love one another as God loves us. Till we speak again, God bless you. Have a great day. And we're going to leave out with, what are we going to leave out with? We're going to leave out with Philip Wickham, Living Hope by Brother Philip Wickham. Till we speak again or meet again, God bless you. And remember, don't quit in the dip. I don't care how dark the sky is, how gray the day. The sun is still here and the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Here we are with Phil Wickham, Living Hope. God bless you.
How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine Shut